You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. We're at an event here on Oxford Street by Wire Hydrate. I'm joined by the former WBC King, Frank Bruno. How are you, sir?
Very, very good, sir. Mustn't grumble. Not as good as you, but very well, sir.
Thank you, Frank. We just saw the interview with you and Tyson up there on the big screen. How was that, going and interviewing the Gypsy King?
It went very well, you know. I mean, he was training and at his gym and invited me down. I had a really good chat, and I think the chat came over very well on the TV. He's a good, knowledgeable guy about boxing and life, and he's a nice guy as well.
Absolutely, two heavyweight world champions, two nice guys, two guys who've obviously had mental health issues as well. Just want to ask you about that firstly, Frank. How's the foundation going?
Going very, very well, you know. I mean, slowly, but it's getting there, you know. I've come up with two more, one in Oxford and another one in Dagenham and one in Northampton, but slowly, slowly getting there.
You're seeing progress with it, though.
Sorry?
You're seeing progress
definitely
with it.
Can't wait. People's coming in and like the way it's been. Look, it gymmed out, run a machine, bike, all sorts of like different things like that, you know? Punch bag, the lot.
Just out of interest, out, you know, you must get a load of people coming up to you saying they're suffering, etc. How many people mention Tyson Fury's story and the fact that perhaps that helped them to open up a little bit? Do you get that often? I'm just curious.
I get that all the time. I open up to a lot of people. You talk to people about it. Everybody's talking about it day by day. Everybody's going through it day by day. With the virus, what's been around, it's crippled a lot of people in the business and whatever. So, yeah, everybody's feeling it in some way or the other.
What have you made of his journey? Obviously, he got to the top against Vladimir Klitschko, then had a massive crash with all the mental health issues, and now he's back on top. What have you made of Tyson's journey?
Very, very good. When you lose 10 stone, you know, I mean, in a session, and he's been down the way he has been down and got himself up, he needs a medal. He needs a call Sir Tyson Fury, you know what I mean? Because he's done very good, and very proud of him.
Of course, he goes in again against Deontay Wilder this weekend. But before that, I do want to get your thoughts on a couple of weekends ago, Frank, where Anthony Joshua lost his unified titles to Alexander Usyk. Just your opening comment on last weekend's events.
Opening comment, I feel sorry for him. I really do. Because since the Ruiz fight, I think he's gone gun shy and he looks like he's scared in there. You know what I mean? I know he's got a lot of cricket balls to go into the ring, but he looked very, very scared, gun shy and whatever. That wasn't the Andy Joshua that everybody knows, but that's for him and his trainer to sort out.
His tactics didn't change throughout the fight. The corner didn't change anything. Were you surprised and disappointed with that?
I'm very surprised, but you can't knock the corner after the fight. You should knock the corner. They were trying their best, but the best didn't work out. The one thing what was weird is when he put his hands on the ring ropes. Good, he needed to serve the energy and all that, but no problem. Was that gone? Sorry?
Get a bit of Wire Hydrate in it. I've just been asked to get Wire Hydrate in it.
No.
So Frank, obviously this rematch looks like it will happen, that they are triggering that rematch clause. How much of a chance do you give Anthony Joshua?
I think a big chance against, who's he going to fight?
Joshua and Usyk, the rematch.
Yeah, I think if he gets his head together, he should take it and be very, very quick. But the guy Usyk is a very, very skilled, very, very good fighter. Very good fighter, you know what I mean? He's a cruiserweight, light heavyweight, going up to heavyweight, and he's done well.
What would your advice to Anthony be ahead of that rematch?
Well, just wish him all the best, get himself together, which he has always, but you know what I mean? He's got an opportunity to get, I think he must have a clause in it where they say, rematch clause, and get himself together and do some damage.
Is it just as simple of case of letting his hands go, Frank? Is it that simple?
Oh, it's easier said than done, you know. I mean, you go and tell him how to do it then.
I won't have any idea, but Frank, just this Saturday night, do you expect the same outcome as the two previous fights for Tyson?
I think he'd do it more spectacular this time because he weighs more and he's a very, very heavy guy.
Are you expecting another stoppage win for Tyson?
I would like to see that, yeah.
I mean, we are probably miles away from that fight with Fury and Joshua. Are you disappointed that it looks like we'll probably never get that fight, Frank?
I think that fight will get on, to be honest. The fight will definitely come on, but only time. Yeah, I reckon so, because it makes noise, doesn't it? It sells. I don't think they're going to get as much as they thought they would have got if one didn't lose, but it'd be a good fight.
Last one on that point, if you're right and that fight does happen, at this present time, Fury and Joshua, who would you have?
The boxer, wearing the gloves. I can't go on one side, then the other side say, I'm a traitor. I just want the one wearing the gloves and the one who the referee says who won it.
Fair enough. Frank Bruno, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV, and we'll catch up soon, all right?
Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.